It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
Electoral espionage.
Campaign black ops. Political spying.
Secret agent man. Secret agent man.
We learned this week that Republicans here in Michigan sent two young operatives.
Operatives equipped with a tiny video cam and a pair of glasses.
To infiltrate a Mark Shower for Governor campaign event looking for whatever.
Whatever they might find, instead they got found out.
Our ace operatives bungled the job, dropped the disc with the video, where it was then found by Democrats, who then made it public.
Hi, I'm Natalie.
Hi, Natalie. How are you? Sorry, my hands cold.
Oh, no, it's okay.
Hi, Kyle. How are you?
Yeah, it's nice to meet you.
They slipped in, camera rolling, and even fit in a conversation with Dem Lieutenant Governor candidate Lisa Brown before they bailed.
Democrats cried foul, calling it sneaky, dirty tricks. They got some newspaper headlines out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very effective messaging by Democrats, helped along by the fact that it did fit neatly into a narrative, courtesy of some missteps or what seemed to be missteps by Governor Rick Snyder's campaign.
There was a videographer with a history of working for Snyder who showed up at a shower event pretending to be a CNN cameraman. Then there was the Snyder campaign intern, a sort of wannabe mole who tried to get a job with the shower campaign.
So there was a pattern for Democrats to work with when this happened.
Yeah, and, you know, let's go to the videotape. It's no longer just a line for a newscast. It is a campaign tactic.
Can't forget Mitt Romney being clandestinely taped, speaking to mega donors, making his infamous 47% comment that 47% of the people are dependent on government, believe they are victims. That was never meant to be made public.
Nope. And when it was a huge blow to his campaign.
But here's another dirty little secret.
Birds do it. Bees do it. Even educated fleas do it.
Everybody does it.
Wall-to-wall tracking of candidates at public appearances, private closed-door fundraisers, secretly taping those appearances. It is, for good or for ill, all part of any big modern campaign. Here in Michigan, Democrats even have a name for their black ops candidate tracking operation.
The party's got this awesome accountability project.
Yep. We have tape.
We have tape. This is Kevin Ritt. He's a top campaign aide to Congressman and Democratic Senate candidate Gary Peters.
One of the best things we can do to help our Democratic candidates is to get the Republican candidates on tape talking to Republicans about the things that they believe in.
Ritt says in the tape that the point is to go and catch Republicans saying something different in a private setting than what they say in public. That means spying. It requires infiltration skills, secrecy, stealth.
And where did that tape of Ritt come from?
A Republican campaign operative secretly taped it, and then the party shared it with us.
So the operatives go around secretly taping each other.
Yes, it's very spy versus spy.
But is this really such a bad thing? I mean, okay, I know we're all worried about NSA eavesdropping and all of those things, but isn't it also good that we have a sense of what candidates are saying and doing, even behind closed doors, even in private settings? Campaign operatives going around secretly recording stuff, yeah, it's icky, it doesn't feel good, it doesn't even sound good, sure. But candidates shouldn't expect that they can say one thing in public and another in private and not get caught. Is it really so bad?
And, you know, this has been a standard operating procedure for quite some time. Is it sophomoric? Maybe. Diminishing, even. But the only real revelation this week wasn't that political operations are out there trying to capture candidates doing or saying something that they shouldn't. It's that consumer electronics has made that job a lot easier.
So what's all of us? There ain't nobody spying like us. Hey, what do you say? Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody to spy.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.